We just believe there was a handball before it, and that's the biggest factor for us. If he gives the handball, I don't know if he sees it. So if he doesn't see it, he can't give it, I guess. But if he gives the handball, then there's no penalty decision to make. And obviously, by giving the penalty, he's in a very tough position. That if he doesn't send off McGregor, then obviously there's going to be questions asked. So he's made the decision. He sent him off, and obviously it looks like we're up against it. But to be fair, the lads have been brilliant tonight. Played some really good football. Played better than we did on Saturday, actually. And just unfortunately, the luck wasn't with us tonight.
Diarmi, the ball hit his hand. So, or do you feel like there was a deliberate handball in the goal? In the incident.
I'd say similar to being a defender in the box. If the ball hits my hand to my advantage, I'm sure I would have gave a penalty, and possibly a sending off, maybe. So not all things have to be a deliberate handball, but he has got an advantage from it. Be it deliberate or not, it's bounced up, hit his hand, and and he's allowed to obviously then knock it over McGregor and get the penalty. So, like I say, it's a tough job for referees, but it's just another decision that hasn't gone for us.
At what point did you think, actually, he's given a penalty here? Because we were mystified in the stands.
I honestly didn't have a clue. I was trying to get the players away as the referees brief us beforehand to try and, as a captain, get your players away and speak to him. I tried to get the players away, and he still wasn't giving me an answer. And then about 20, 30 seconds later, he said, point at the spot and saying, I'm giving the penalty. And obviously that's when the players got a little bit riled up. And obviously, once to that, then we was having the melee of whether he was going to send off McGregor or not, and he took a little bit of time over that as well, and then told us basically before McGregor got up that he's going to give him the red card.
Yeah. Which looked an incredibly hard decision. Well, he looks, from the outside, he looks as making a genuine attempt to get the ball.
Well, that's the thing. It's so close. It's a game of inches, isn't it? He's so close. I think Diarmi's clever. Obviously, just lifts it over him. I don't think he was ever getting the other end of it. So whether it's a goal scoring opportunity or not, I'm not sure, but like I say, referees have got tough decisions to make, and unfortunately it didn't fall for us tonight.
You feel you deserve something out of the game?
Definitely, for the way we played. Like I said, we won 2-0 on the weekend, and I don't think we're anywhere near it, but the football we played tonight was brilliant. I think everyone, like I say, the mentality can be, you're up against a tough physical West Ham team, you can melt and they can do you 3 or 4. Or you can roll up your sleeves, and that's what we did tonight. Everyone was moving around for everyone. Everyone wanted the ball, and we ended up playing some good football.
What about Chessie's own goal? What's he like at the moment?
He's disappointed, obviously, but he knows, because enough of us have told him tonight, he was fantastic tonight. I think in an 11, in a 10, whatever it was, but his performance was quality. He was brave, he was bold, being closed bound by 2 and 3 men sometimes, still turning, still keeping the ball. And he knew the importance for the team to keep the ball, and that's what he kept doing. So he didn't let it affect him during the game. Obviously, he's in there, he's disappointed, but he'll shake it off and he'll be ready for Saturday.
How annoying is it, given that you looked way the better side tonight, they've gone above you in the table?
Oh, that's football. You don't have to beat your best to win games. And the main stat at the end of the day is 3 points. So we can get some plaudits for the way we played and get a pat on the back. That's good, because we can take confidence into the Stoke game. However, I'd sooner have had the performance that we had Saturday and had 3 points on the board. So, it's tough to take, but even stranger at this place that they came off with a 2-1 win and they got booed off the pitch. So, at least we're not in that situation.